We will sin. We will be disobedient. And when that happens in the body of Christ, in the fellowship of God's people, we all have a responsibility to one another to help each other back to the spiritual level. And I want to share with you a little about that in our message this morning. The Spirit is sufficient, without question. But it is obvious that because we live in unredeemed flesh and we still have a tendency towards sin, that we are going to become fleshly or carnal occasionally, some of us more occasionally than others. And in those times when we are not walking by the Spirit but by the flesh, we can expect other believers to follow a biblical responsibility and come to us and confront us about that. And on the other hand, when you are walking by the Spirit and you are a thus spiritual Christian, you have the responsibility when you see a fleshly Christian to go to that person and confront that and do you your duty to restore that person to the spiritual level. It would be wonderful if all of us could do it on our own. The fact of the matter is we don't. That's why Hebrews says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Why? Because you want to stimulate one another to love and good works. We are for stimulation of each other. This particular Lord's Day, as we gather together, some of you are spiritual. That is, you're living in the Spirit. You're walking by the Spirit. You're filled with the Spirit. You're in obedience to the Word of God. You are sensitive to the Spirit's moving in your heart. The Word of Christ is dwelling in you richly. Others of you are fleshy. You are in disobedience to the Lord. You have a bad attitude today, or you have skewed relationships, or you were unfaithful in your worship to the Lord this morning, or you were selfish in the matter of giving and didn't give as you should to the Lord. You've been unfaithful in your prayer life or whatever this week, and you're in the fleshy role. The responsibility of the church is the spiritual, come alongside the fleshly and lift them up. Now, looking at Galatians chapter 6, we receive instruction on how we are to help one another to be spiritual. And this is very, very important. By the way, maybe I need to say as a sort of a beginning footnote here that all Christians sin. Do I need to remind you of that? I don't want somebody to say, well, this doesn't apply to me since I don't sin. If you say you have no sin, you make God a liar, 1 John 1:8, you wouldn't want to do that. That would be a sin, obviously, of proportions that would be very great. If you say you have no sin,